Hi, my name is Douglas Brown. I'm excited to be a freshman at Duke Ellington School of the Arts next year. I'm from Oakland, California, and I love drawing and art. I am an artist. I love street art and graffiti, and I guess I'm pretty good at it, so I really like doing that type of stuff. I'm also, the reason that I came to museum studies in the first place was because I want to learn how to become a curator, because it's always kind of been something that I've wanted to do, because I've always wanted to work in a museum, because I've always thought museums are really, really cool. I brought in these objects because I wanted to show everybody, for one, who I am, but also because I think that as a whole, black people, especially black men, are kind of judged before people get to know them. So these three objects kind of represent who I am, and it shows people that, I'm more than just who they think I am before they meet me. What I want people to take away from this project is really the fact that people are varied, that people are complex, and that people can be whatever, their personality determines, that they're not, put into a box by how they grew up, where they grew up, or whatever, that people can just be. So I want my impact through this project to be people, especially as, as a black male, as a young black male, I want people to understand through my art, what the black male experience is like, and appreciating us, understanding us, and thinking about us in a positive light. That's what I want my impact to be through this project. So my first artifact is an art book called Soul of a Nation, Art in the Age of Black Power. It's my first ever art book that I've owned, but it's also one of my favorite books because the topic, which is basically artists spreading a message of black power through their art. I've always thought that, art is extremely interesting, and I love making it. I love studying it. So I think that, being able to provide powerful messages through your art is an important aspect of making art. I don't really know the exact circumstances under which my mom got it. I do know that she acquired it at a Baltimore museum. I don't know what the museum was. All I know is she came home with it and she said that she thought I would be interested in it, and I loved it. I haven't put it down since I got it. I got it in the past 4 months. I don't remember exactly when, but I've just been obsessed with it ever since. It's one of my favorite books, and I'm really, really, really thankful to my mom for getting me this book. My second artifact is a model car that I built with my dad. I built it about 1 to 3 years ago. We built it together. It took about a week, I think, because we kind of split it up into parts because we didn't have a lot of time to work on it because, work week and whatnot, and I was in school. So we had gone to Michael's, I remember this, and we had seen, we had gone there originally for project supplies because I was working on a project at school, and we saw these model cars, and at the time we didn't have enough money to buy it, so my dad told me the next time we came there we would be able to get one of those model cars and we would build it together. So the next time we came around, it was a while later, we got that model car, and it took us a while to build it, so it kind of sat on the shelf for a few months actually, but we finally got around to building it, and it was one of the most fun times that we've ever had. I really, really, really appreciate the fact that we built it together because, growing up, a lot of the kids that I knew didn't have their dads around. Their dads were in jail or they didn't know their dads at all. So not only having my dad around, but being able to have him with me to, build something that I had a lot of fun with, was it was a nice experience. And I really, really, really appreciate it. It was fun. My third artifact is a blank Mead 5-star notebook. Now, you might be wondering why it's just a blank notebook, but it's because I've always loved writing, and I've always loved, like, doodling and drawing, and those are two of my favorite things to do in notebooks. I got this specific notebook last Sunday, actually, two Sundays ago, sorry, and we got it just because, you know, we thought I would need it for summer intensives or anything else. But I didn't really end up using it, but it's just a blank notebook has always kind of been, I've always seen it as a clean slate, as starting over, because it's, you know, you can put whatever you want in a blank notebook. You can put in doodles, you can put in drawings, you can put in, you know, writing, you can write a story in a blank notebook. You can do whatever you want in a blank notebook. So I think it kind of represents freedom for me. It's a blank canvas. You can put whatever you want on it. So yeah, that's why this blank notebook is important to me. Thank you for listening to my oral history. I hope you liked my artifacts, and I hope you love the exhibit. This has been Douglas Proud, signing off. Thank you.